talking today with Senator Jim Inhofe, who this week is traveling across the state to promote State Question 777, Right to Farm. Senator, we're about 21 days out or so from actually voting on this. What's your message going to be this week as you meet with Oklahomans?
Well, Carson, I've been all over Oklahoma. Yesterday, I was in McAllister, Ada, Ardmore, in that section of the state. I'll be up northwest after this. It's promoted by the Farm Bureau, and there's no greater group, no greater conservative group than the Farm Bureau. And what they want to do, ironically, I have never done this before in the 22 years I've been in the United States Senate, gotten involved in state questions. The reason I am this time is I chair a committee in the United States Senate called the Environment and Public Works Committee. And there's where they have all these liberal outside interests trying to get in there and push the states aside and get control. Liberals always want control in Washington. And so I came, and I was shocked when I saw some of the billboards that the well-funded opposition is talking about things like water issues. And there is no water issue in this thing except to support it. You've got to support 777 or it will become a water issue. You're going to have outsiders coming into Oklahoma and determining what our policies should be. Then they talk about corporate farms. Well, the Farm Bureau doesn't even represent corporate farms. So they're nothing but lies on these billboards, but it scares me to death because what they could not do through my committee in Washington, they're trying to do now state by state. And so you have a lot of states filing lawsuits against the Humane Society. They're the ones. The Humane Society of the United States sounds so passive. I mean, everyone thinks, well, they must be good. But I would remind you that in 2013, we had the Moore tornado, and it was a devastating tornado. Most of the people listening to us right now remember it. And so this guy named Wayne Pacelli with the Humane Society came in and said, I want to raise money and I want to protect and somehow be able to do a job for the dogs and the cats and the animals that were estranged in the tornado. Well, he raised $1.7 million out of Oklahoma because that's what he said he was going to do. Then he turned around and only spent $100,000 in Oklahoma. So our Attorney General, Scott Pruitt, did what he should be doing. He filed a lawsuit against him, and they're still in negotiations. Many other states are doing the same thing right now. You've got Florida and Louisiana and New Jersey, other states that are also doing the same thing because of this one guy, this very liberal Wayne Pacelli with the Humane Society. So what the issue here is, do you really want to have outside liberal interests coming in and telling our farmers what they can plant, when they can harvest, that's the control that they want? They've been trying to do this for a long period of time. They failed at the federal level. Now they're coming into the state of Oklahoma to try to get it done. Now, I'm sure there are some people, and I know there are a lot of Democrats that think this is, and it is primarily a partisan issue. The liberal Democrats are the ones that are behind this thing, actually involved. David Walters, I mean, we all remember, it's been a long time since he ran for office. In fact, the last one he ran against me. Then you have Drew Edmondson. So these are old-time Democrats, and somehow they're the ones that were approached by this guy named Pacelli to try to get accomplish what they have not been able to accomplish in Washington. So that's the big issue, and it's one that we you know, I'm so fond of the people of the Farm Bureau. They've always been right on the issues. They're conservatives. They're pro-life. They're just really good people. And they're the ones that just want the outside interest to stay away from them so they can do what is in the best interest. You know, farming is a competitive industry. Mm-hmm. A lot of farmers aren't making it. And one thing they can't afford is to have the outsiders dictating their policies.
Absolutely. And you know, you're obviously a big advocate of this, and a lot of people say that this legislation will actually kind of put some limiting factors on our own legislative bodies to really kind of pass and regulate farming where it needs to be
done. Yeah, the WOTUS issue, and I got to say, you know, that's very much a part of this. WOTUS is Waters of the United States. If you ask Tom Buchanan, the head of the Farm Bureau, what is the biggest problem that farmers have in Oklahoma? He'll say, well, it's overregulation of the EPA. Then he says specifically it's the WOTUS. Historically, the states have had the jurisdiction over water except in navigable water. And we all understand why that has to be the federal government. But it's always been the states. Well, they want so, and they've introduced legislation to take that jurisdiction away from the states. They've been not able to do it. We've defeated them every time. So this is a backdoor way of trying to accomplish the same thing and having the federal government take over the water jurisdiction. Now, keep in mind, it's the outside liberal interests that want to come in and run our state, and it's also the federal government.
And obviously, there's a need for it. Farm Bureau is the one promoting this and backing it, but State Representative Scott Biggs, he's the author of this state question, and our legislators see that there's a need for this kind of protection.
Well, yeah, our legislators are it's a conservative state. I think people realize we're about the reddest state around, and so we don't want the federal government. We don't want outsiders coming in, because we do a good job in Oklahoma, but we want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it was put together by them, and again, it's confusing. You have to vote yes in favor of the local farmers. A lot of people think, well, it's something that you vote no on. No, they're trying to use that. I've never seen anything quite like this in a state question, where you have outsiders coming in and putting up billboards, spending huge amounts of money, and not in the best interest of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So let's support our farmers. Let's do it right. And let's vote yes on 777.
And, of course, there is one phrase in particular that's kind of being scrutinized right now. It's that compelling state interest. What's the impact there, and why is it causing such a reaction?
Well, I don't know, because the state interests are the interests that 90% of the people in Oklahoma want to protect. And so I think what they're trying to use is phrases like that to make it sound like just the opposite is true. The same reason that they're using the corporate farm argument. Nothing could be further from the truth, because the Farm Bureau doesn't have that jurisdiction. They don't have members that are corporate farmers. And the same reason that they would use the other issues. So that's just one of the compelling things that those who are liberal and want the outside interests to prevail in conservative states, and they can't do it by telling the truth, so they have to do it in a very devious and expensive way.
Mm-hmm. And actually, News 9 just did an independent poll for voters in Oklahoma on 7-7, and the yes vote right now is actually being supported by about 49% of the voters right now. What's your thoughts on this? What's your reaction that you're getting from the people you're talking to?
Well,
you predict
it's
the
just
yes
like
vote?
Me. It wasn't until we came back from recess. The recess we're on right now is the recess that takes us all the way through November 8th. And when I came back to Oklahoma and found out that there has been no strong effort in support of it, because everyone assumed that everyone is going to be for a program like 777 that gives our farmers the right to do what they should be doing. But all of a sudden we find out there's out-of-state money, and there are very liberal out-of-staters that are coming in and trying to promote this. And so right now it's, I guess, a 50-50 proposition. I thought, well, I'm going to do something I've never done in the 22 years that I've been in the United States Senate. I'm going to get involved and try to stop the outsiders from coming in and running our state. You know, that's what I do for a living in Washington, because I chair the committee that is always targeted by the liberals.
Well, Senator, we certainly appreciate your time today, and we wish you well on your tour around Oklahoma, spreading the good word. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Carson, for the opportunity, because I know you reach a lot of people. In fact, I mentioned yesterday I was in McAllister, Ada, and Ardmore, and I know that you reach those communities also.
Mm-hmm.
So keep up your good work. And I just say one more time, for those who really want us, our farmers, to be able to have a determination as to what they do in their farms, vote yes on 777.
Mm-hmm. And before we leave you, Senator, I want to ask, too, where are you going around this week where people could actually come out and see you?
Well, I'll be northwest, and I'll be around both the metropolitan areas. And today I'll be in Oklahoma City all day. I'll be spending time also in Tulsa. So those are the areas where I've been told that we really need to alert people as to what the truth is.
Absolutely. Well, Senator, again, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.